Humans have been cooking with charcoal for centuries, but the classic square briquettes we know today are a product of good old-fashioned American capitalism. In 1919, Henry Ford wanted to source his own wood for the Model T, and he worked with a guy by the name of Edward G. Kingsford, his cousin's husband, to buy up 300,000 acres of Michigan timberland and build a sawmill. That sawmill generated lots of sawdust, stumps, and other scrap wood, and Ford wasn't one to leave money on the table, you know. So they opened up another factory next to the sawmill, stamping out lumps of fuel from reconstituted carbonized wood, and suddenly Ford had a whole new business, charcoal briquettes. The company even sold picnic kits with its cars for a little while. By the time grilling really took off in post-war America, Ford had spun off the company and renamed it Kingsford. Clorox owns it now, go figure. While Ford popularized charcoal briquettes in the name of sustainability and synergy, we should mention that grilling isn't the greenest way to cook. Producing charcoal and cooking with it puts tons of carbon into the atmosphere, and the meat industry itself isn't so great for the planet either, but you know, it's summertime and I'm bringing us down. So you want cheese on that burger or no?